Well, newly leaked documents have shown the FBI knew of a plot to assassinate members of the Occupy Wall Street movement in the U.S., but did not inform potential victims of the threat to their lives. The shocking revelation was buried deep within documents obtained by a human and civil rights advocacy organization known as the PCJF. Documents detail how the FBI cooperated with the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. military, and private corporations to monitor and investigate Occupy Wall Street protesters as, quote, domestic terrorists and criminals. The PCJF has said the documents prove that federal agencies are, quote, functioning as a de facto intelligence arm of Wall Street and corporate America. The names of the groups or individuals involved in the plot to assassinate the leaders of the Occupy movement have been redacted from those documents. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Mark Mason, who is a cultural and political commentator who's joining us now via Skype from Oakland. Mr. Mason, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react to this news of an assassination plot?
The FBI has a responsibility to the public and to the Occupy movement to confirm or deny the allegations that are mentioned in the heavily redacted FBI FOIA report that was released. And if these allegations are correct, that threats were made, deadly threats against peaceful protesters in the United States, the FBI has a responsibility to come forward and identify the source of these deadly threats against peaceful protesters.
Mr. Mason, in a sense, does this plot almost legitimize the Occupy Wall Street movement for those people who may have believed that this was just a movement that would go away?
The federal government has always acted as if the citizens of the United States are the enemy. And indeed, as long as we have a political power system with a tiny, tiny little elite, power elite, currently centered in Wall Street, Big Pharma, and the military-industrial complex, they own and control Congress and the White House. The federal government serves the interests of the bankers. And thus, we can expect the federal government to act as if American citizens are the enemy. And indeed, they are the enemy of the state, because the state serves the interests of the corporatocracy and the corporate power. This is nothing new. I want to mention now, in great solemnity, the FBI assassinated Fred Hampton in 1969 in cold blood. The FBI ordered the Chicago Police Department, a political assassination of Fred Hampton, the Chicago leader of the Black Panther Party in Chicago in 1968. Cold-blood assassination. The FBI, from 1963, beginning in 1963, they ordered through Robert Kennedy wiretapping of Martin Luther King Jr., January 21st, just a few weeks away, the entire nation will be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday announced and created by the U.S. Congress. And yet here's a man who was hounded and dogged by the FBI for years as a leader in the African-American civil rights movement. So it should come as no surprise that the FBI is after the Occupy movement as well.
All right, we'll have to leave there for now. That was Mr. Mark Mason, cultural and political commentator, speaking to us live from Oakland. Mr. Mason, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.